Recorded Books presents Child of God by Cormac McCarthy, narrated by Tom Stekschulte, and directed by Inukenti Aksentiev.
Part 1. They came like a caravan of carnival folk up through the swales of broom straw and across the hill in the morning sun. The truck rocking and pitching in the ruts, and the musicians on chairs in the truck bed teetering and tuning their instruments. The fat man with guitar grinning and gesturing to others in a car behind, and bending to give a note to the fiddler, who turned a fiddle peg and listened with a wrinkled face. They passed under flowering apple trees and passed a log crib, chinked with orange mud, and forded a branch and came in sight of an aged clapboard house that stood in blue shade under the wall of the mountain. Beyond it stood a barn. One of the men in the truck bonged on the cab roof with his fist, and the truck came to a halt. Cars and trucks came on through the weeds in the yard, people afoot. To watch these things issuing from the otherwise mute pastoral morning is a man at the barn door. He's small, unclean, unshaven. He moves in the dry chaff among the dust and slats of sunlight with a constrained truculence. Saxon and Celtic bloods. A child of God, much like yourself, perhaps. Wasps pass through the laddered light from the barn slats in a succession of strobic moments, gold and trembling between black and black, like fireflies in the serried upper gloom. The man stands straddle-legged, has made in the dark humus a darker pool wherein swirls a pale foam with bits of straw. Buttoning his jeans, he moves along the barn wall, himself fiddle-backed with light, a petty annoyance flickering across the wallward eye. Standing.